This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The family of Tyree Nichols says he touched a lot of lives. Nichols' parents and siblings honored him at his funeral in Memphis. His father, Rodney Wells, said they must continue to fight for justice.
This has been a journey that's not going to end here. It's just the beginning.
Rovon Wells, Nichols' mother, called her son's death unimaginable.
I promise you the only thing that's keeping me going is the fact that I really truly believe my son was sitting here on an assignment. And I guess now his assignment is done.
His older sister, Kiana Dixon, said Nichols was robbed of his life.
I see the world showing him love and fighting for his justice. But all I want is my baby brother back.
The Reverend Al Sharpton and Vice President Kamala Harris both delivered impassioned speeches calling on lawmakers to approve the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, a broad package of reforms that include a national registry for police officers disciplined for misconduct, a ban on no-knock warrants, and other measures. Harris said the beatings of Nichols, a 29-year-old black man, by five black police officers was a violent act that violated the stated mission of police to ensure public safety. The United States and the Philippines on Thursday announced plans to expand America's military presence in the Southeast Asian nation with access to four more bases as they seek to deter China's increasingly aggressive actions toward Taiwan and in the disputed South China Sea. The agreement was reached as U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in the country for talks about deploying U.S. forces and weapons in more Philippine military camps. The most expansive federal report in over two decades on guns and crime shows a shrinking turnaround between the time a gun is purchased and when it is recovered from a crime scene, indicating firearms bought legally are more quickly being used in crimes around the country. It also documents a spike in the use of conversion devices that make a semi-automatic gun fire like a machine gun. This is
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is cracking down on junk fees. In a meeting with his competition council, Biden announced a proposed rule that would slash excessive credit card late fees. The president said the rule is estimated to cut typical late fees from an average of about $30 to $8, saving Americans as much as $9 billion a year.
Today's rule proposes to cut those fees from $31 on average to $8. That change is expected to save tens of millions of dollars.
He also called on Congress to pass the Junk Fee Protection Act, which would slash hidden fees across the travel, entertainment, utility, and hospitality industries. A bill that would prohibit firearms at New Mexico polling places during elections with exceptions for police officers cleared its first hurdle at the legislature on Wednesday. A Senate panel voted 6-3 along party lines with Republicans in opposition to advance the bill from Democratic Senate Majority Leader Peter Wirth of Santa Fe. A second committee endorsement could send the bill to the full Senate vote. New Mexico already prohibits guns on school grounds where many election polls are located, but firearms can be carried at many other polling locations openly or without a concealed handgun permit. A group of Hispanic lawmakers in Connecticut have proposed that the state follow Arkansas's lead and ban the term Latinx from official government documents, calling it offensive to Spanish speakers. The word is used as a gentle, neutral alternative to Latino and Latina. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.